Welcome to Atheist Talk on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Good morning to all of you joining us locally by radio and streaming online. We appreciate you tuning in. Today is April 21st, Easter Sunday, and my name is Maddie Love, recording once again from my gorgeous living room studios, which means that we are once again unable to take calls, but you can still email us over at radio@mnatheist.org or tweet us at Atheist Talk. Our guest this week to help us celebrate the rising of the undead from their graves, the ritualistic eating of human flesh and blood, and other weird things Christians do, is the Satanic Temple of Minnesota. Representing the Minnesota chapter of this Satanic Temple are co-chapter heads Ash Phoenix, Asmodeus Scion, along with fellow founding member Antigone Azrael. Ash, Mo, Tiggy, thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
So I thought we'd start out with a little Satanism 101 for the listeners. So can you folks like go through like maybe kind of what you believe? My understanding is, I mean, to be fair, I'm a member as well, but like kind of go over like the seven tenets.
Sure. All right. So once you strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason, the struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. One's body is invaluable, subject to one's own will alone. The freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego one's own. Beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care to never distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs. People are fallible. If one makes a mistake, one should do one's best to try to rectify it and resolve any harm that may have been caused. And every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written and spoken word.
So when I hear those, I think of things that almost everybody would agree upon if you didn't tell them that Satanism was involved. Is that where you guys are, like how you feel about it? Or I guess what drew you, why Satanism? Like a lot of those are the same top, you know, principles as like secular humanism.
One thing that kind of stood out to me, I was raised Roman Catholic and found my way out of that and towards atheism. And I was looking for a community, and I was looking for kind of like just a community that had a shared group of morals and ethics. And I saw the seven tenets and I looked at them and I saw a better version of Catholicism commandments, not where the first three are related to God. It doesn't mention a lot of things. I just agreed with them. You know, they're just morally good. They're humanistic.
I like the fact that even though we don't have a God that we worship, these are our sincerely held with religious beliefs, you know, and I do consider them, like Ashier said, definitely superior to those 10 other ones.
Yeah. So,
and for the, a lot of people think about the Satanic Temple is like you're a bunch of just trolls. No, these are things we actually believe. This is our religious beliefs here. We do some fun things on the side to help bring that home, though.
So what's the difference then between, like, and this is maybe a too deep of a question for tonight, but, like, what's the difference, though, between, like, say, your philosophy on how you should live your life and your religious belief?
Well, Satanism, I'm going to back up just a little bit.
Yeah.
So atheism tells you what we don't believe. We don't believe in a God. Satanism and these seven tenets tell you what we do believe. So I think that that's a distinction that sets us apart from things like atheism and humanism. But as Mo said, these are our sincerely held beliefs. And while it could be a philosophy, religion takes it to another step of a truly a way of life. And our guiding principles versus a philosophy where it is more, they're just more beliefs, not sincerely held, heartfelt. I think religion is heartfelt versus philosophy is analytical.
Yeah. I guess like for me, like when I came upon Satanism, and it took a long time after being exposed to TSD for me to like be willing to accept that label and say, okay, this is something I actually want to apply for me. It was like reading it one day and going, I already believe all of this stuff. Not only do I believe it, but like you were saying, heartfelt and like sincerely held. I actually, like, these were things that drove me in my life.
And I think people, Satanists especially, because most of us, I would say, probably came to Satanism through atheism. Well, atheism is, most atheists, let me say, tend to shy away from the label of religion, where we, as Satanists, are far more likely to embrace it because Satan was the first rebel. And so this is part of our rebellious nature to embrace religion and flip it.
Yeah, I have noticed, like, when we get in arguments, like, not you and I, but, like, when I'm arguing with other people about religious folks, and they're like, well, but atheism is just another religion. It's like, no, atheism simply says, I don't believe in God.
Atheism is a religion the way clear is a color.
Exactly.
I like that. I haven't heard that analogy before.
So, moving a little bit further, like, talking about the tenets. You know, when I think of the Satanic Temple, I guess I generally think of a religion that does a lot of activism. So I guess, what is our local Minnesota chapter doing in areas of activism?
Well, we've been busy. Before we were an official chapter, we did a Menstruating with Satan campaign, which is a campaign to donate feminine care products, menstruation products to those in need. We donated to Women's Advocates in St. Paul. We got a pretty good turnout for the donations for that one. And currently we're doing Diapers for the Little Devils, which is an infant care products drive. Diapers, baby powder.
Baby wipes.
Butt paste? But,
yes.
That's my favorite.
Is that actually on the list?
Yes.
It's on the list.
And the Atheist Talk does not formally endorse any products that I'm aware of, but butt paste is what we use on, that brand name butt paste is what we use on all of our grandkids.
I'll have to check that list again.
It's great. It's the best stuff.
But yeah, we're doing Diapers for the Little Devils, where we're going to be donating to Simpson Housing, which helps families get back on their feet, and recover from homelessness. You can actually find that online on our Facebook. It's at the Satanic Temple MN, all one word, where you'll find a link for an Amazon wishlist that you can donate to and crowd up a certain person's living room a bit more.
Yeah, I hear that living room is getting quite crowded.
Oh, yeah.
And it does go till the end of April, so you've got some time left.
We'll make sure that we post the link in our show notes as well. And
oh, for sure.
So our Patreon listeners, because we're actually recording this, you know, on April 14th, because, like, apparently radio stations don't want to be open on Easter Sunday for some reason. I don't know why. It's not a holiday, in my opinion. But so our Patreon listeners will have a first crack at maybe upping the donation game. But so when did the diaper drive, you talked about the groups it was going to, and then with the Menstruation with Satan, was there any pushback? Like, was it hard to find somebody who was like, I'm willing to take these from a satanic group? Or did TST Minnesota say, can we just pretend it's from Catholic Charities?
It definitely was. There was a little bit, it wasn't so much pushback if it was just echo chamber. Here I was throwing out emails offering to give these people free products and help their, you know, patrons out. And I think I got a couple emails back saying, we don't think that our guests would appreciate where these are coming from. So we did get a few emails back. Otherwise, it was mostly ghosting. Though Women's Advocates and Simpson Housing were more than happy. They're like, hey, yeah, come on, bring us some stuff.
So people didn't want products from Amazon? I guess, do you see that changing at all, especially as TST Minnesota, because it's a fairly new chapter, do you see that changing as the organization grows and maybe grows in reputation, positive reputation, obviously, as groups saying, okay, well, I saw you worked with, and I already forgot the name of the group that the stuff is going to, Children's Advocates, you said?
The Women's Advocates was for the Menstruating with Satan, okay. And then Simpson Housing was the one we're doing for the diaper drive.
So it's like, I'm assuming these organizations talk to each other. And so do you see that growing maybe as you know, TST Minnesota grows? Like, hey, we're willing to take your stuff too.
Yeah. I mean, hey, if Women's Advocates were to reach out and say, yeah, hey, they're a legitimate group. They showed up. Hey, I remember when we brought in the items me and Mo did, we actually helped out them loading some other stuff even into their garage where they were keeping all their other donations too. So I mean, yeah, they can talk out and say, hey, yeah, these people were legit and they showed up with products and they're not just weird people, Satanists popping up and offering us things.
Yeah, we want to give back to the community and grow community. And so anything we could do to get our names out there, anybody got any great ideas for some more charity drives, we're willing to hear that and look into it.
So if we have like people listening right now and they're like, hey, I do charity stuff, I would love to work with you guys. Should that, am I hearing right that they should send an email to like the official email thingy, whatever that TSD has?
Yeah. If they reach out to us, we'd be willing to work with them.
That's
yeah.
Fantastic. That's really awesome to hear. So when you're doing that, we talked about sincerely held beliefs and why we do things. Does that come from that first tenet, striving to act with compassion and empathy? Or I guess, is TST Minnesota, are we doing this because it's part of the tenets? Or is it like the tenets are aligning with things we already believe we should do?
I think it's already kind of a combination of both. I mean, it's definitely fits in with the first tenet, but we do generally want to help out our community. And I think we were talking about earlier how the tenets, we already felt a deep, you know, resonance with those tenets when we've all first read them. And this just kind of falls in line with it. I mean, when we're doing the diaper drive, no parent should be feel like they can't support their child. No child should have to go without just because their parents can't afford something. So it definitely falls in line with our first tenant, but I think we would have been the kind of people to do this sort of thing anyways.
Yeah, it comes into even the second half of the tenth.
I'm actually going to cut you off there, Mo, because we actually have to go to a commercial break. I know we're just in the dining room, but we still have to go to a commercial break. So please stay with us for this short commercial break. We'll return to Atheist Talk with our guest, Ash, Mo, and Tiki of the Satanic Temple of Minnesota. You're listening to AM 950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Due to unprecedented corporate media consolidation, roughly 6 corporations now dominate the media. For democracy to work, people need easy access to independent and diverse sources of news and information. I'm Amy Goodman. Join me and Juan Gonzalez as we speak with international journalists, grassroots leaders, peace activists, artists, academics, and independent analysts. Democracy Now! Offers real, independent news and analysis.
Catch Democracy Now! Every weekday at 2 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chuske, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan LLP, dedicated to redefining excellence for high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
We are awake.
I'm Richard R.J. Eskow, and this week on The Zero Hour, we'll be discussing political corruption, Wall Street shenanigans, our corporate overlords, digital dystopia, and maybe throw in a surprise or two as well. All this and more on The Zero Hour, every Sunday night from 9 until midnight on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, my name is Mickey McCabe, and I'm the owner of Cucumbers Restaurant at 75th and Francine Dinah. If you've never been to Cucumbers, it's a buffet-style restaurant with a huge variety of salads, homemade soups, bakery items, and hot entrees that change daily and nightly, plus our always fresh fruit and delicious ice cream. We're open for lunch and dinner, but Sunday brunch is my favorite time at Cucumbers, with scrambled eggs, waffles, French toast, bacon, sausage, baked ham, chicken fajitas, brunch potatoes, warm gooey cinnamon rolls, and many other items to choose from. It's no wonder why Cucumbers has always been a popular Sunday destination. So whether you're looking to skip Mass, someplace to go after Mass, or just great food to maintain your Mass, Cucumbers is the answer to your prayers. Bring in your church bulletin or Minnesota Atheist newsletter and receive a $2 discount off the buffet price. Cucumbers, one heavenly buffet at 75th and France in Edina.
Don't believe in God? Join the club. Humanists, atheists, and freethinkers have joined the American Humanist Association since 1941 to advocate for progressive values and equality for non-theists in America. Located in Washington, D.C., the American Humanist Association lobbies Congress on humanist issues, protects the rights of atheists in the courts, and supports more than 140 local chapters. Visit us at AmericanHumanist.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter to learn how you can join the club today.
back to AM 950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota. You're tuned into Atheist Talk. I'm your host, Maddie Love, joined by Ash, Mo, and Tiggy from our local Minnesota chapter of the Satanic Temple. We at Atheist Talk would like to thank our sponsors, Minnesota Atheist and Cucumbers Restaurant in Edina, Minnesota. Cucumbers is a devilishly good place to grab brunch and enjoy a terrific buffet before a Satanic chapter meeting or after an Atheist radio show. Cucumbers is such a warm, welcoming place to enjoy a great selection of deliciousness with family and friends that even the most marginalized of all groups, evangelical Christians, are welcome. So swing by Cucumbers and let them know that you heard about them here on Atheist Talk. If you'd like to advertise in this program and help keep us on the air, please contact us at radio@mnatheist.org. And now back to Ash, Tiggy, and Mo of the Satanic Temple of Minnesota. So going into the break, we were talking about activism. And we talked a lot about the diaper drive and the menstruation with Satan. So what, speaking of that kind of activism, what is TST Minnesota, like, is there anything else coming up in the future along the lines of activism?
Well, coming in soon, you'll be able to meet us at Pride. We're going to be having a booth down there. So we're pretty stoked for that. If you have yet to figure out where in the festival we're going to be, but you can definitely look for us there. We might have some stickers or something to hand out, maybe. We're looking forward to. Yeah, maybe. And plus, we have stuff planned for the future. We might be doing another Menstruating with Satan coming up this year and some other things. So keep an eye on us. We might be.
I know we've talked.
New ideas.
We've definitely wanted to do at least one sort of drive, either menstruating, diaper drive, or something else, at least once a year. So we'll have continuing, ongoing ways for everyone to support us.
Well, I just remember, like, back in my church-going days, there was a church that I really liked going to, and they did a thing, like, where, like, once a month, like, they you came in, you didn't do service or anything, you, like, had to go out and, like, help the homeless or go out and do something like, hey, these are the values we preach. And granted, I'm glad I'm not going to that church anymore, but that's how I view what TST Minnesota is doing. You know, we have these values, these things, but when we do activism work, we're saying we're putting these beliefs into action. We deeply care about people. We'll show that to you by, like, working and doing stuff. Is that kind of, am I misunderstanding or?
No, that's absolutely correct. Because I think it's, to borrow a term from the Christians, it's faith in action.
Oh, that's awesome. So I saw something about a destruction ritual on Facebook. Is that in, what was that about?
So we recently just held, well, we participated in a destruction ritual nationwide with 8 other chapters with the Satanic Temple in correlation with the Gray Faction, which is kind of part of the Satanic Temple as well, against an organization known as the ISSTD, which the ISSTD are an interesting group of folks, and I'll definitely have people can look them up for themselves. They deal in particular with recovered memory therapies, and kind of
they are actually probably the driving force behind the Satanic Panic.
Yeah.
The International Society for the Study of Trauma and Disassociation. So it has to do with the multiple personalities and the repressed memories where suddenly after quite a bit of therapy, people start in the original Satanic Panic with it was children remembering what had allegedly happened to them while they were at a daycare. And it was basically made up and it was fed to them by these people. Yeah.
These people that they're supposed to trust.
Yes.
In particular, the destruction ritual that we did focused on one individual that suffered from this Satanic Panic posed by the ISSTD, a young boy named Jude. You can look his story up online as well. He suffered from autism and his mother killed him, poisoned him as a mercy killing because he supposedly his autism was caused by satanic ritual abuse, which obviously anyone that has an ounce of logic knows is not a real thing. So it's kind of in the memory of Jude and trying to keep these people from ruining or destroying others, these and more people's lives.
Yeah. I hear about the Satanic Panic and I think of it as something that's in the past. So I guess when you say the ISSTD, that I get those initials right? There's probably a group with similar initials and I don't want to lump them in. But so were they around at the Satanic Panic? Did they grow out of it? Or when we talk about them being involved in the Satanic Panic? Was it just groups like them?
It's groups like them, licensed practitioners. It's a conglomeration of these licensed practitioners that we plan this destruction ritual over the weekend of their convention where they were all speaking, particular one practitioner, Alan Lacter, who was responsible in the case of Jude. But yeah, it's a conglomeration of these fine people.
I find it not funny isn't the right word. Yeah. Horrifying maybe that like Satanists are the ones viewed with no morals. And yet the Christian loving whatever, because I'm assuming that this Jude who thought this Jude's mother thought is a Christian, you know, if she thinks that Satan is poisoning her child, you know, killing her child or whatever and giving him autism, which like autism is like, that's something you should kill your child over. There's nothing wrong with your child, actually.
Oh, it wasn't the autism. It was the Satan.
Yeah.
That was in him.
I mean, it's like your kid has autism. Your kid is just fine. Like your kid is your kid. Like love your kid. Sorry, that's maybe a soapbox. When I hear like somebody has autism, it's like, okay, but they're not broken. Like they have autism. That's.
I think her thought, obviously this mother was, I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that she had some mental health issues herself.
That's, yeah.
But I think her thought was that she wanted to get the devil out of the child and she decided that the best way was to kill him.
It was a mercy.
So yes. It all stems from this junk science from the ISSTD.
So do we know enough about, and if you don't know, that's fine, but like, was like this doctor like complicit, not in the actual killing, but like this doctor was saying, yes, he is possessed by Satan.
I mean, I'm not able to say. I mean, you can find all this information through the Gray Faction, grayfaction.org.
Cool.
You can find information on this, other issues. I mean, there's one of these practitioners gave a nice long presentation about how he was mind controlled by the Illuminati and the CIA to operate in like third world countries. I mean, the stuff that these people brought up is just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, that sounds like schizophrenic delusions.
Yeah, and yet these are the people that are telling people how to fix their lives and how to fix their minds. That's so just kind of put that into perspective.
Yep. So, I hear some of that and I just like my heart breaks because I want those people to get help.
Yeah. Cause here obviously, are people reaching out to get help.
Right.
And they're getting this
from people who need help themselves.
Exactly.
So before they get help, let's just get rid of their licenses.
Oh yes. I mean, your license should be put on you. If you are suffering from schizophrenic delusions, this is, you know, not atheist talk position, but this is Maddie Love's position. You should not be also managing other people who have like severe mental health because that's not a recipe to actually help anybody. So we have just like a few seconds before I have to go back to the break. When we come back though, I want to circle back because we had talked in the very first segment about religion and philosophy. And I want, you know, we can think about this during the break, but I want this, one of you at least to maybe dive back into the differences between a religion and a philosophy, like atheistic Satan. I mean, we're atheists, right? How can we be a religion? But anyway, we will head into this break. We'll return to our guests, Mo, Tiggy, and Ash of the Satanic Temple, Minnesota, right after this short commercial break. Please stay with us. I'm Maddie Love, and you're listening to Atheist Talk on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, this is Paul Mensa inviting you to listen to a great new episode on the Wall and Power Radio Hour this weekend. We feature Grand Rapids, Minnesota native and superb guitarist Sam Miltich, who has a new record out called Peasants with Torches. Sam's one of the greatest guitar players in Minnesota and 34 years old has made quite a name for himself. We're going to listen to some songs off the record and listen to his struggles with mental health issues and his hearing this Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday at 4 p.m. on AM 950.
I'm Connie Burek, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion radio show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective. Join us next week as we explore the many aspects of vibrational or energy medicine. You may be surprised by what is considered energy medicine and how hospitals use them everywhere. You'll learn more about some you've never heard about. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion radio show, Saturdays at 10 a.m.
Atheists, secular humanists, and free thinkers. Here you are listening to the Minnesota Atheists Talk Radio Show, Atheists Talk. We hope you are enjoying it. If having a frankly atheist perspective on the radio waves appeals to you, please consider making a contribution to our radio fund. Our contract came up for renewal, and we need your help if you want the program to stay on the air. That will make sure that you can continue to have opportunities to hear interesting speakers with non-religious perspectives, and you can call up and ask them questions too. Get the details on our website at minnesotaatheists.org, where you will find buttons to make it easy to make a secure donation through PayPal. Or, if you have a business and would like to reach an intelligent, progressive audience, please contact us through our website. That's minnesotaatheists.org. Or call us at 612-588-7031. If you are interested in us, we are interested in you.
Don't believe in God? Join the club. Humanists, atheists, and freethinkers have joined the American Humanist Association since 1941 to advocate for progressive values and equality for non-theists in America. Located in Washington, D.C., the American Humanist Association lobbies Congress on humanist issues, protects the rights of atheists in the courts, and supports more than 140 local chapters. Visit us at AmericanHumanist.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter to learn how you can join the club today.
Your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today will be sunny with a high near 73. And tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 50. Sunday, a slight chance of rain with a high near 67 and a low around 45. Monday will be rainy with a high of 53 and a low around 39.
EatLocalMinnesota.com's restaurant of the week is Cafe Latte. Cafe Latte is a gourmet cafeteria with an ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soup. Plus, their bakery specializes in fresh breads and desserts. Check them out at the intersection of Victoria and Grand in St. Paul.
Thank you for tuning in to Atheist Talk on AM 950 KTNF. I'm your host, Mighty Love, in my living room studio with Mo, Tiggy, and Ash of the Satanic Temple of Minnesota. Just want to take a moment to thank our group of dedicated volunteers and the generous donations of you, our listeners. You help keep Atheist Talk on the air and in podcast form. If you're able to help with a donation, please consider doing so at our Radio Fund page or our Patreon, where you can get extended interviews over at patreon.com/atheisttalk. Minnesota Atheists is a 501c3 tax-deductible organization. We couldn't do this show without you, and we deeply appreciate your support. Music for Atheist Talk is by composer and member Brent Michael David and is used with permission. Please note, all opinions are of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect the Minnesota Atheists organization. And with that mischief managed, let's get back to the Satanic Temple of Minnesota. So when we went to the break, going in, we were talking about the Satanism as a philosophy, Satanism as a religion. And I was kind of going back to stuff we were talking about in the first segment. And so a question I get quite a bit, like when I'm talking about this is, and I just hear just random stuff on Facebook or other social medias. Okay. You say you're a religion, but you're atheists. So like, how can you have a religion, but you don't have a God? Like, how does that work?
The Satanic Temple is a non-theistic Satanist organization that we don't actually believe in a literal Satan, rather a literary Satan, and looking at kind of this idea of the original rebel. So when we were talking earlier about how people have these belief systems and these philosophies, especially in regards when we were talking about the tenets earlier, these aren't separate ideologies. They're all part of the same ideology that creates or kind of can bolster religion. So when you're looking at the kind of this way and how to explain it with your, you know, token question words, belief is the what, religion is the how, and philosophy is the why. Religion, by its most broad definition, is a dedication to a matter of ethics or conscious beliefs. How that dedication is practiced is what defines religion as a dogmatic entity, or rather, how said ethics or beliefs are carried out. So when you take for a good example of this, let's look at Christianity. It's the easiest group to lay this out with. Everyone's familiar with their belief system. All right. So their belief, their main conscious belief is that of faith, their faith in their God. It's the core of their belief system, and they believe this God exists despite no obvious physical proof. And this is why Christians are obsessed with miracles. To them, It's an embodiment of their faith. It's if you ask a question, if you ask a Christian, the Bible wasn't written by man, but by God. And then, but because God wrote it, therefore he exists. Yeah, that tripped me up when I was first questioning my belief as a former Christian myself, too. But everything that is said or done by a Christian or by the Christian faith comes down to that core belief. You can strip everything they do down to that core belief is they have faith in their God. And though that is their belief system, it's not their religion. Or if you look at a Lutheran and a Catholic, they'll tell you that they have similar belief systems or they believe in the same God, but they don't worship in the same way. Religion is how they enact that belief and how the right way is to practice that faith. And from there, it evolves philosophy, and philosophy is the difference, kind of the between the lines, the why. It's the understanding that beliefs are interpreted into events or the facts. How did humans come to be? Were they made by a god? Were they, I don't know, Mormons, alien god babies? I mean, I'm an atheist. Atheism is my belief system. Atheistic or non-theistic, however you want to coin it. Satanism is my philosophy. The Satanic Temple is my religion. It's my church, and it's how I practice that faith. So that's just kind of how I look at it in separating just the atheistic part and into the religion part. It's how I practice my atheism, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that does kind of make sense. And we'd kind of, yeah. Okay, so like I don't believe in God. Here's how I don't believe in God, or here's what I do with myself.
Yeah.
Here's what I do believe in. Yeah, I really like that. That was kind of that was a really long, really complicated answer.
I went to theology nerd on you.
Well, I like the fact that like, yes, I'm the host of the show, but I can go back and re-listen to it and like digest the things that you just said. Does that make sense? Like, mm-hmm. I really like that. So I guess why is it important? Why do we want to be in a religion? Well, you know what I mean? Like, we're atheists. We could be anything else. We could just do all this stuff.
Well, these are sincerely held beliefs.
No, right. I mean, I get that. But we could have these beliefs of justice and compassion and empathy and like getting away from dogmatic thinking without being a part of religion. So why do we want to be a religion? Like, what does that give us?
What are the benefits of a religion? Why does anyone, let's take a Christian, why do they choose to go to one church over a different church? Well, it may be because that's just what they've always done. But what if it might be because, like you said, there was a church that you really liked because they had, they did actual faith in action once right. a month. Well, you want community. That is probably the biggest reason why anyone joins a religion or a church rather. So you've got community, you've got like-minded people that are bolstering your beliefs and they are encouraging you. You have a group of people that have the same philosophy, the same religion, the same faith to fall back on when you maybe are questioning your faith. Or wondering how your faith, your philosophy, your belief system, how that can be put out into the world. And how it's a group that we have with each other that when you are at work and you're like, I really want to have my 7 tenets out, just like my coworker has their 10 commandments out, but I can't do that because it's not quite appropriate. People look down on Satanists. And that's another thing is that we have a group that we know I'm going to use the word safe with, because there are people that really have a negative connotation on Satanism. And so we have this group, our group, TST Minnesota, the greater TST group, that we can know that we're safe with.
Yeah, to be honest, talking about being safe, one of the reasons I initially wanted to, you know, join you guys and become a member was, you know, the equality aspects of TST Minnesota. You know, I know that we talked about TST Minnesota is going to be at Pride, and that's where, you know, I first encountered, like, the aspects of being transgender and knowing that, you know, TST also welcomes, you know, gay, lesbian, anything under the queer, trans, LGBTQ. Like, there is no, like, discrimination. That, not that there aren't individual people that aren't still jerks, because you're going to run into that in any organization. But, like, the people that are leading it and the people in charge, I can say, wow, this person over here, you know, other members being a jerk to me and discriminating. I can come to Mo and tell that to Mo, and Mo is going to set them straight. Or, you know, get into it and make sure that I'm not lying to you. Yeah, like, you know, because that's an important quality of the group, and I love that. So I guess when you guys are talking about being in a religion, like, are there benefits to, like, I mean, does that give you, like, a spot at the table or anything like that, like, to be able to?
It gives you a table to sit at. I mean, as an atheist before I found Satanism, before I found TST, I was missing that community. Here I was, a very devout former Catholic that was used to going to church 5 times a week, being involved in Bible study and youth groups, and I lost all that. I mean, I came out as a lesbian and lost everything. And it was a hard time for me. And then I found TST, and I found them doing this pink mass. And from that, I found their tenets, and I identified with it, you know. And then I started talking to other members within TST. And I found that Satanism isn't just about this rebellion and fighting the power. It's identifying, we're all outsiders. We're all the people, we're the kids that might have been bullied in school. We're the people that are separated from our family because we don't have the same, you know, beliefs as them. And it's accepting to be different and accepting and joining this accepting group, that it's just the community is what drew me to it initially, and always will. We're family.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know. I think one of the things I've enjoyed about TST as a whole is I feel like they really hold the country, America's feet, there, or at least in areas. So they're beginning to hold the country's feet to the fire when it comes to, hey, we're supposed to live in a pluralistic society. Everybody is supposed to be welcome. Like, one religion is, I mean, we all know that that is words that I can't say on the radio. We all know how messed up that is. That is not really true. That Christian privilege, you know, rules the day. But I mean, I guess, is that something that drew any of you guys, like, to TST or wanting to join up? Or do you feel like being a religion helps TST?
I feel it does. Yeah. I mean, to, like you said, Christian privilege, even though it's not, doesn't really exist on paper, it's definitely real. To get privileges that the rest of us don't get just because you say, hey, it's my religion or it's my sincerely held beliefs. Well, you know what?
That's why we have sincerely
beliefs. That's why we have sincerely beliefs. You know, I believe in this, you know, equality and all these things that we talked about, you know, religiously. It animates me, and it's something that I take very seriously because of my loved ones and my friends and family. So, you know, to be able to put on the same, you know, the same level we should be on anyway. That's what we're here for. Yes, absolutely.
So if anybody listening is interested in, like, maybe learning more about the philosophy that underpins all of everything that drives Satanic Temple, especially Satanic Temple, Minnesota, like, where should they go? Are there options like they have available to public? Are there options that are, like, only available to members? Like, I guess where could somebody listening to learn more?
So Satanism is all about the desire for knowledge. And I'm not a person to agree with Anton LaVey on everything, but one thing he did say is that Satanism is worship through study. So there's plenty of reading material. You can check out the SatanicTemple.com. There's a suggested reading list on there. Some of the books are a bit of a hard read. They're older books, but if you trudge through them, there's some really good points and there's some really good ideas in there. And if you want to locally, well, over the internet, we do it via video chat. But we do have Satanic Scrolls, which is our book club. We just finished reading Revolt of the Angels, and we're looking at Anton's Satanic Bible for this next session.
Well, and I hear that the Satanic Bible is a trudge to get through in parts, but I also read the Holy Bible a few times, and let me tell you, that begat a lot of headaches, which begat headaches, which begat headaches,
well,
which
look
begat
at it that headaches. Way, I'd say the Satanic Bible is probably better. At least it's a short read.
Yeah. And we just finished, as Ash said, we just finished Revolt of the Angels, and that skipped the first
four or five chapters because you don't need to begot, all that.
Because there's a few begots.
Yeah. But it was a really, it was a very, very good read. And I definitely recommend that as a starting point. If you're wondering about Satanism, especially the TST flavored Satanism.
Yeah, because I know there's other forms of Satanism, which I don't know if we'll have time to get to. Or maybe we can talk about it a little bit in a Patreon part of it. But
sure.
I mean, because TST is, the Satanic Temple is like one type when somebody says Satanist. But it's I feel like the most mainstream and the most common one.
It's the
one.
Most public right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we do need to go to another break. We'll return to our guest from the Satanic Temple, Minnesota, right after this short commercial break. I'm Maddie Love, and you're listening to Atheist Talk on KTNF, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to one, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to one for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, my name is Mickey McCabe. I'm the owner of Cucumbers Restaurant at 75th and France in Edina. Many who have dined at Cucumbers are of the opinion that our buffet has evolved from an older, more country-style buffet. They look at our 50-foot salad bar and can imagine a smaller ancestor with far fewer choices. An ancestor that didn't offer as many hot selections or have a bakery with fresh baked muffins and breads. Didn't offer homemade soups and lacked the fresh fruit and ice cream bar that Cucumbers customers have grown to love. But some will say, where are the transitional buffets? In addition, they look at everything that we offer and say that Cucumbers is irreducibly complex. If you were to move just one of our offerings, the entire buffet wouldn't function. Well, I would like to think that Cucumbers was intelligently designed, since I helped design it. But at the same time, it truly is an evolutionary step up the buffet ladder. And as always, if you bring in your Atheist newsletter or church bulletin, you will receive a $2 discount off the buffet price. Cucumbers, one heavenly buffet at 75th and France in Edina.
I've never met another atheist.
Sure you have. Non-believers make up 12% of the population.
Then where are they?
You can meet us at book clubs, pub crawls, discussion groups, movie nights, monthly meetings.
Okay, I get it. How am I going to keep track of all this?
Easy. Sign up for Minnesota Atheist Meetup Group and subscribe to AWE.
What's a meetup group?
Meetup is an online networking site that helps people build communities. We have over 700 members with at least two events every week.
And what is AWE?
It stands for Atheist Weekly Email. It comes out every Friday and lists everything that's going on.
How do I sign up?
Go to the Minnesota Atheists website, minnesotaatheists.org. On the left, click on the words Get Awe-Inspired.
And for the meetup?
Look for the red meetup badge on the right. Above it are the words, click here to check out the meetup group.
I'm sold. Minnesota Atheists, Meetup, and AWE. What's that website again?
MinnesotaAtheists.org.
Welcome back to AM 950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota. You're tuned into Atheist Talk. I'm your host, Maddie Love, and I'm happy to be joined once again by Mo Ashantigi of the Satanic Temple, Minnesota. All right, so I see on TV, well, not on TV, I guess, on YouTube and stuff, ads for this new movie called Hail Satan. And so I was wondering, is that the same Satanic Temple as like the Satanic Temple, Minnesota? Is it like the same, like, are these related?
It's the national organization, but yep, definitely related. The movie, I've already seen it, and it's absolutely amazing. It's a must see. Yeah. It just aired at Sundance. Yeah. But yeah, right now it's being shown with the Minneapolis St. Paul, the film festival. And it's just absolutely amazing. It It's
our origin story.
It's our origin story, exactly. I honestly, 6 years ago, me wishes I had that movie to introduce me to the temple, to the TST. It was absolutely awesome. It's hilarious and yet informational, and yet it'll still touch you in the feels. It's awesome.
And we'll be there Wednesday to for that screening, won't we?
Yep, it's at the Parkway Theater.
Oh, so by the time this goes out Wednesday?
Yeah,
this is going out. Yes.
Whoops, we're doing time travel. So the next one after that's going to be on May 3rd at the Lagoon Theater.
This episode might be, for patrons, this might be live by Wednesday. So our Patreon listeners might still be able to. So what, Wednesday at the Lagoon, you said?
It's Wednesday at the Parkway.
Okay.
And then the next one's on May 3rd at the Lagoon, but they haven't posted the show times yet.
All right. So by the time anybody hears this, forget all about the one on Wednesday. My bad.
Our Patreon listeners might, they get early access. Okay. So if I'm listening right now and I'm like, wow, this sounds like a great movie. I'm interested. I want to learn more. Can I like hang out with you guys kind of thing? Like, I mean, I realize I can because you're here. I mean, you're in my house. I'm pretty sure you'll let me go to a movie with you. But like if somebody's just listening and they're like, I'm curious about learning more, I'd like to, join the group or like, join and come with you guys and hang out and see what the people that go to, make up TST Minnesota. Is there a way for them to like meet up?
We are going to be there and they are welcome to. We, at the last screening, we had several people come up afterwards because we announced our presence.
Good.
And then they came up afterwards and did talk to us. Now, I will admit that I tend to look more like the PTA member than a Satanist, but I am truly a Satanist. And that's one thing that I like about Satanism. Satanism is, as you said before, open to everyone. You don't have to dress all in black to still be a very active Satanist.
Wait, are you saying I could wear pink and be a Satanist?
You can.
Wow, so pink and be a satanic color. I like that. It's good to hear that officially.
Satanism is not all dark. It's very sunny. You can wear yellow even.
Wow. I have a yellow car. So, okay, cool. So I guess kind of building on that, what does community look like in TST Minnesota? Like churches get together once a week. What does TST Minnesota do?
Well, right now we for sure get together monthly. You can find the dates and stuff like that on our Facebook. We have a general forum group where everyone can discuss, post story articles, links, ask questions, and have other members answer. Also, TST has the official member forums, which you can just check and you can ask questions. And there's the FAQ and everything there. But we do meet monthly. We have a Satanic Scrolls that we're working on making a monthly event as well. Plus, we've got other things we plan, socials. So you want to just go out to a brewery with us, on adventure or out to the movies, like we're doing with the Hail Satan with a question mark movie.
I know that we're planning on going to Renfest this fall.
Yep.
And I know we have some other things in the works, unfortunately, without having plans firmed up yet. We don't want to announce everything.
Fair. But there will be baby goats in our future at Renfest.
There will be baby goats.
Last Renfest, we went straight for the goats. More like I went straight for the goats.
So I guess that's kind of like, a misconception or maybe a positive conception that people have about, say, Satanism is the goats. But like, I'm assuming there's lots of misconceptions about Satanism because like there's lots about atheism.
There's misconceptions.
So what is your favorite misconception or like your biggest pet peeve of misconceptions about Satanism?
For me, I'd say I think it's a pet peeve, and that is that we're all jerks. We are not. They say that we're all mean or that we're not inclusive or anything like that. These Satanists are the nicest people you'd ever meet. And they're just open arms. And it's just to hear people say that we're all about, evil. No, these are the nicest people you'll ever meet. And they'll tell you, if you piss them off, they'll tell them to your face. They're very straightforward.
Well, I have to pull in. We do not eat babies.
What, are we French here? What are you talking about?
I thought that was just for Lent.
Darn it. The secret's out. No. Baby cues. No. Another thing that I am going to put a realistic one in here, that because we're non-theistic, we don't believe in an afterlife because we don't believe in God. So the question is, well, aren't you the people that would like to basically destroy the earth? Because there's nothing, what do you care? Because what do you care if what is here on earth is destroyed because there is no eventuality? But that's actually totally not true, because we want to leave the world a better place because there is no afterlife. So we want it good for our kids, our grandkids, and the rest of the world.
I think that falls in line with like what a lot of I want to say run of the mill atheists or whatever, but like, right. You know, a lot of people in Minnesota atheists, I hear the same thing. Yeah. I think Pendulette, I think at one point was asked like, why aren't you just a rapist and a murderer? And he was like, I rape and murder as many people as I want. And it was like, that's zero. Like, I just don't want to do it.
Right.
You had me worried for a second. I was like, is this going somewhere?
Well, because like that's how I am. Like I do all the bad things that I want to do, which is I don't want to do these bad immoral things. I don't know why.
As an atheist myself, I have to look myself in the mirror. I can't blame or be forgiven by somebody else. I gotta live with myself. So
yeah. That is I think that's a really important like this thing that distinguishes like Satanists, atheists, you know, like, I mean, we are Satanists and atheists, but like from Christianity is we have to own up to our stuff. If I hurt you, I can't blame anybody. I can't blame Satan because I don't think Satan actually exists. And I can't ask somebody to make it better for me. I have to like either deal with it or like, I can't put it off on somebody else to fix it.
Right. And it offends me that if you were to, I don't know, kill my kid, that you could ask somebody else's forgiveness, not me.
Right.
Or my kids.
You know, and then, I'm going to make you feel guilty or try to make you feel guilty because you're not forgiving me.
Not going to happen.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just such twisted backwards. And I think about like, misconceptions. I think Satanism actually has a better grasp on reality than a lot of Christians do. Just my thought. I don't know if y'all share the same thought.
Could have said it better ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to say straight up, but I mean.
Well, you know, like I said, at some point, the hosting script, all opinions of the guests and hosts only do not necessarily reflect those of Minnesota atheists.
And we do not speak directly for the Satanic Temple.
Definitely. You're only speaking for the TST Minnesota. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's good that we put that in the last like 30 seconds of the show. all right. So we're going to try to do some Patreon stuff afterwards. So if you want to. If you're a Patreon listener, you know, keep listening. If you're not, I'm sorry. Thank you for tuning in to Atheist Talk. We'd love for you to join us again next Sunday. And remember, if you miss an episode live, you can always catch the podcast available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Proud to be on the Earth, Minnesota Atheist, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. Thank you so much.